time for Sports Lit 101, and you don't have a book. You've got a piece from the Times.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading this on Sunday, and I got so into it, I said, we've got to talk about this. Especially because Greenland has been in the news for other things. You know, what a lot of people don't realize is Greenland is not only the largest island in the world, but it is home to roughly 56,000 people. That's like Bangor, Brewer, Holden, and that's it. And it's an enormous expanse. Mm. And as we know, Greenland has been the hardest hit of any place on the planet by global warming. Its glaciers are melting. And when people see the great icebergs that come down to Newfoundland and Labrador and to other parts of Atlantic Canada, they have broken off from the Greenland ice shelf, spun up towards Baffin Bay, and come back down on the current. So Greenland is a place that people only live along the shore. Greenland loves soccer, and they do something there. There ain't any American athletes I know this tough. And here's what they do. Every year they have a soccer championship, and I'm going to read this by Roy Smith, just the first couple of paragraphs of this article, and then set it up. It's called A One-Week Season at the World's Edge. And get this, if you can find a copy of the Times, because the photography throughout is stunning. Sisimiut, Greenland. I don't speak Danish or Inuit, so whatever. The boat journey along Greenland's wild, rocky coast lasted 3 days. It was long and slow, calling in what felt like every village on the way to pick up passengers and drop off supplies. The scenery was spectacular, sheer, snow-capped mountains rising from the sea, fjords cutting into the untouched wilderness. After a while, though, Inuk Mathuson found that started to pall. It was, as he remembers, really pretty boring. All that time at sea was Matmatosin's only sacrifice. He had left his partner and their one-year-old at home for a couple of weeks, cashed in valuable vacation time, spent hundreds of dollars for transportation, accommodation, fees, and equipment. In return, the boat reached its destination. Once the boat reached its destination, he would have the dubious pleasure of spending 7 nights on a mattress in a school gymnasium, struggling to sleep in a room filled with a few dozen friends and strangers. Yet he had not thought twice about any of it, nor had his teammates from the soccer club Equiluk 54, who were embarking on this odyssey with him. After a couple of days, the boat reached Nuuk, Greenland's capital. There were two more teams to get on board. Together, they endured the final stretch, 8 more hours of sea to the town of Sisimiut, a couple of 100 miles farther north. Now, these teams all have to arrive early because you cannot get in and out sometimes for days. I mean, the fog is like you can see for a few yards. Every once in a while, someone has to go out seal hunting in the middle of this because they need to feed their sled dogs. But what happens is for a week, and it moves around. It's not always in the same place in Greenland. All these teams compete in their amateurs. They don't belong to FIFA. They don't belong to UEFA. As people other than the president know, Greenland is part of Denmark. It has a kind of dominion status. I don't fully understand the ins and outs, but it is a Danish possession. And these people play 6 straight days. No breaks. You play every day.
Wow.
And when they're done, they run into the ocean because it's cold, so their legs can be revived.
Wow.
The whole entire towns turn out. Everything stops. Some teams have sponsors. They might actually get to stay at a hotel if one's available. But mostly they're literally sleeping on mattresses on the floor during all this because it means so much to them to win the championship. And just to give you a little idea of how much it means, this is another blurb from the article. Each day has a slot set aside for a team lunch and a group walk through the town before the players get changed and head upstairs to listen to their captain and coach. They get there and they don't just play soccer. I mean, they go out, they meet the people, they walk around, they learn about the town, they see a part of Greenland they may not know. If you play well, people will come up to you on the street and congratulate you, said one player, not even going to try and pronounce his name. And if you become champions, even more. They also know the ultimate prize is a more lasting reward than viral fame. As well as a medal, each player on the team that claims the championship receives a gold harpoon point, an honor granted by Greenland Sports Association. It's a big thing to have, Brummerstadt, one of the former players, said. Back home, he has two picked up when he was playing for B67, one of the teams. He knows what it takes to earn one. He knows what they mean. After this year's championship, he will move to Copenhagen with his girlfriend for college. He's not taking much. He will, though, take his harpoon points. They're special, he said. that you know, it really, again, 56,000 people. But I thought this is what really caught my eye near the end. They're talking about how all these people volunteered to put it together. And the guy who was in charge this year is a fellow named Fredrickson. He and his team of volunteers have gone all out for the occasion. Ennio Morricone's theme from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly blares from the public address system, as do the songs from the Greenland band Chili Friday. What a great name for a band if you're from Greek, Chili Friday. Most of the other teams in the competition have come to watch, taking up positions on the cliff in their club-branded gear. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, think about it. The good is that you're playing for this national championship. The bad is the people at the hospital tell you got hurt, you got to go back. You know, your team needs you. That's the way it goes. The ugly, that nobody outside of these 56,000 people pays any attention to this, right? But I thought to myself, I mean, imagine if you could never ask a team to play 5 games in 5 days. You might get away that you get away with it in baseball. I would argue that as much as I prefer baseball to soccer, one takes a little bit more out of you on a daily basis if you play a whole game. But I encourage people, it was in Sunday's New York Times, go and look at the pictures and see the stunning beauty of this country and think a little bit about not only how much these athletes care, but when that country loses all its ice, we're going to be underwater in Bangor. And people don't seem to quite get that yet, even though a young girl from Scandinavia tried to explain it to us recently. But just a fabulous story about a sport uniting a country instead of dividing it.
And what is... I've read it, but I'm not positive. The percentage of Greenland that's actually inhabitable.
About 8.5%, I think, though it's growing because they had a very warm winter. Yeah, but I think it's something like 8.5% of the land area is habitable. People live in other parts on a subsistence kind of level, but for normal sort of, you know, towns and villages and everything, it's 8.5%. And it's a huge island. I mean, I realize the map makes it look bigger than it actually is on the projection, but it's a really big island. And a number of years ago, a guy from Maine was going to put a ski area there until he realized that the issue was not that you could build a great ski area in Greenland. It'd be fabulous. And the U.S. team trained there for a while. But the weather is so bad so for so much of the year that you could never get your tourists there. That the airports closed down all the time because it's impenetrable fog. I mean, you know, you'd only know the plane was down, which is great. You get it on the runway, but it can't get to the hangar because they can't see.
They could have great beaches and great hotels, a wonderful resort.
Well, yeah, that was, I think even as warm as it's getting in Greenland, the beach probably makes Sand Beach seem balmy or tepid at the very least. But you know, I don't normally go to the newspaper for things, but this was really great, and I hope people will take a look at it. You know, I mean, to me, it was the front of the instead of Patrick Mahomes looks good, Bruce Bochy's 25 career ends, and the Sun on the brink of the finals. This was the front page of the sports.
Check it out.
We need that.
NewYorkTimes.com. Thank you, Bruce.